So, Gary McCarter, most affectionately known as Coach G, because people call me Jerry all the time. Hint, hint. So, let's start from me being a child. As a kid, I always wanted to be a teacher. And all the teacher would be like, don't be a teacher. You're not going to make any money. You're going to be miserable and you're going to be sad. And I was like, but you don't look sad. They used to say, wait until you walk out of the door. I'm crying. So I went to school to become a teacher. Before then, though, in elementary school, again, I had some amazing transformative teachers, and they really made me want to go in the classroom and make these same changes. But I had a change in course in middle school. You know, middle school. Things started growing. Attitudes started changing. People started noticing me in different ways. So I became a troublemaker. Can you believe that? I was a troublemaker, and I had this one amazing teacher who saw me making trouble. And she literally snatched me by my collar, back when that was acceptable. snatched me by my collar, and she was like, get over here. And she kind of like read me for filth. She fussed me out, and she said she wasn't going to call my mother because she's going to deal with me. I mean, she really got me good. And I was like, what are you going to do? I was like really scared. And she was like, I'm going to take you to step practice. I was like, what is step? So I go to step practice, and the doors open, and I'm like, oh my God, this is an orchestra. This is a play. I have to be a part of this. It was transformative. And for those in the room who don't know what step is, it's body percussion. So it's stomping, clapping, using your body, spoken word, to create sound. And I could probably teach everyone in this room, but again, another story for another time. But I will give you my information to book me. So I went to step practice. And I was hooked. I was in seventh grade. I was like failing every class, but step is what got me on track. Every time I was about to make trouble or about to not do so well in class, my teachers, my parents, everyone reminded me, don't you want to be in step? So I got it back on course, and I thought, wow, this is an amazing tool that really helps kids do well, because I'm doing great, my friends are doing great, and it's all because of step. So I went on through high school, was on a step team, graduated high school, went to college, pledged in a sorority, graduated college, and then after I graduated, I get a phone call from a high school in Baltimore City, and they say, hey, you want to be a step coach? I said, hell no. Why would I do that? I don't want to coach high school kids who have funky attitudes. No. I don't want to coach myself, basically. So I thought, I don't want to do this. But I had a conversation with my husband, and he said, isn't this what you want to do? You want to change lives? You want to change Baltimore? That's what this school's about. Just do it. Try it. You never know. Try for 1 year. You never know what's going to happen. And I said, okay, I'll try it. So my first day at work, this white girl from Baltimore handed me a coffee and said, hey, we're filming a documentary. Is that okay? And my response was, I don't drink coffee. And she says, that's okay. Introduce yourself. I'm going to mic you really, really quick. I was like, what the hell is this? So if you ever seen a documentary, that scene when I'm like walking in like, hey, everyone, that was literally my first day. First time coaching, first day. What a day. So thank you. So from there became this transformative documentary that showed 93 minutes of what is in Baltimore. But I lived it. And it was not 93 minutes. It was 10 months, 20 girls ages 13 to 18 driving me nuts. But it looked really good on camera. My mission was to, no matter what, if my grandparents saw this, if my grandchildren saw this, they would know that this is truly who I am. And though I was so committed to sticking to that, I wish that I would have put on a little bit more makeup and dressed nicer and, you know, did my hair. But people who really know me know that's not my thing. So anyway, after doing all this great work for 5.5 years at this school, the pandemic hits. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm like not fulfilled. I'm not happy. I'm teaching. I'm doing all the things that I worked my whole life to do. And I'm like, why do I still feel so empty? But I'm making up steps and I'm not even seeing these girls. And I'm coming up with programming and I'm not even seeing these girls. And then I just started doing check-ins. Hey, how are you? What's going on? And the things that they were going through was nuts. And I'm like, well, what happened? You never experienced this before. And they said, well, before we were in step and now we're just home. So I thought, wow, this is a big thing. So March 2020, my husband got COVID. So you know, March 2020, if someone got COVID, it was like, move out. So my husband got diagnosed with COVID. Literally the entire neighborhood shunned him, including myself. And it was like, stay away, get away. And it was really scary. You know, COVID, when it first happened, was like surreal for me anyway. It was extremely scary. And one night we were sitting, he was in the guest bedroom and I was sitting in the hallway. And he was like writing his will. Mind you, he had no COVID symptoms, but he was positive though. So he's writing his will and like his eulogy. And I'm like, yeah, add that, do this. And then he's like, seriously, if the world ended today, what would you want your legacy to be? And I said, that's a great question, but how can my legacy be step? And he's like, it already is. You've already done it. Just make it bigger and better. Do what you want to do. Make this the Coach G show. And I'm like, but the world is about to end. And he says, so what? It didn't end yet. Write it out. So I write it out. I file for my papers. I get this nonprofit. I start programming in my head. Write it out. And then nothing. I was supposed to go the whole summer fundraising. My goal was to raise $180,000. I raised $185,000 and nothing, literally nothing. And I thought, what am I doing wrong here? I was conflicted because I was still coaching at the high school. I was still teaching at the high school. And I had to break away to really elevate. So, long story short, in November 2020, I had hosted a program for voters registration and about 400 people showed up. So things were moving. And then from there, we got grants, we got sponsors, we got eyes, we got to be in a movie on Apple TV, Swagger. We got to be on CBS The Activist. We were booked for corporate events, private with masks because it was still COVID. And things had really took off. So now I'm starting this citywide step team where girls from across the city can come together and perform and also get the life skills that they're missing from their home schools. Like, you know, learning how to wash properly, middle school kids. Applying for college applications. Getting that extra social emotional help and that healing from the physical movement. So it was happening. It's working. It's there. So I resigned from that high school as a step coach. They're still out there doing great. And I resigned as a teacher. Scariest shit I ever did in my life. Because if you don't know, Baltimore City Public Schools benefits. The best. I mean, you could literally get like a heart transplant when you're for like $10 copay. So I was like, what am I gonna do if like my liver fails? Like, what am I gonna do? So it was really scary and it was really rewarding. So it is what I'm doing full time. Thankfully, my husband is still working full time, supporting me as he always has, as he always does. He's picking me up. I don't know if he's here, but he's picking me up today. Support. But my best advice is bet on yourself. Being in a global documentary, I thought I had the world. I met every celebrity you could think of. I met Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. Man, her teeth are amazing. God, her arm, she smells good. Ugh, her breath smells good. But anyway, moving on. I thought I had the world in my hands, and I thought this was my plateau. I thought, oh, who does this? No one does this. No one in my family's done this. This is it. But it isn't. I started Coach G Academy March 2020. We're still rolling. We have been booked and busy, and we are on our way to the largest national step competition in the nation. We're going to win first place. It's in April. It's in April. I'm so excited that I bet on myself. The girls who have gone through the program are now coaches. The people who have been supportive are volunteers. And it's all because my husband gave me a nudge, and I actually believed that I could do it. And I went out there and tried. Even when I quit, like last week, and sometimes, you know, yesterday. Even the times I quit, I knew that I could count and bet on myself. So that is my story. The horrible boss story, I'll tell you at another time. But that's my story because I truly believed in myself. I bet on myself. And I believe what I tell my girls all the time. It's never too late. Don't give up. I really talk the talk and walk the walk instead of just feeding them what I wanted them to hear and going home miserable.
Yes.
Yes. Clap for that. So thank you guys so much for hearing my story. And I don't get paid for you guys streaming Step, but everyone loves it. It's so good. I'm not even lying. It's on Disney Plus right now if you have it. Watch it. Again, I don't get paid. But if you want to make a donation to my organization, see us later.